In the name of Christ, who was, and who is, and who is to come. Amen. Well, my friends, we've made it. Calendar year 2020 may not yet be over, but today marks the beginning of a new church year. Today we begin the season of Advent, that season of watching and waiting, of preparation, of slowing down and getting ready to celebrate the coming of God among us. The wreaths are hung, the first candle of the Advent wreath is lit, and you can feel in this air a sense of expectation, anticipation, and excitement for Christmas. It may not be the Christmas like we're used to, but if my Instagram feed is any indication, it's a Christmas we're all ready for. I saw a lot of trees being purchased this week. Even the strictest of the Advent police among us, those dutiful rule followers who shame people for listening to Christmas carols or putting up Christmas decorations too soon, even they have relented and already indulged in a little Christmas joy. And in a year, pretty short on joy, I think that's all good. After all, joy. Joy is at the beating heart of this season, for we know what we're getting ready for. We're getting ready to celebrate the great feast of the Incarnation, the hope of Emmanuel, that God really is with us, for us. But today's readings don't start there. As they do every year, the readings on this first Sunday in Advent start in a darker place. They name the deep longing that is also at the beating heart of this season, the hope that God might yet come and do something, might intervene in history, might save his people, might redeem his creation, might act to make it all better. How long, O Lord, how long will you give us the bread of tears, the psalmist cries. Oh, that you would tear open the heavens and come down, the prophet Isaiah pleads. Even our gospel speaks of servants anxiously awaiting their master's return. If joy at the Lord's coming stands at the heart of Advent, then so too does our need for it, our longing for it. The light may be coming into the world, but Advent begins in the dark. In so many ways, it feels like we've been living in a state of perpetual Advent this year, doesn't it? Watching and waiting for an end to this COVID-19 pandemic, hoping for an end to our bitter political divisions, longing for an end to systemic racism and anti-black bias and violence against people of color, realities that are like a festering wound in our nation's life. And that's just a partial list of those longings we share. No doubt each of us could make our own list, add our own more personal items. That child or that parent we worry about, the loved one we long to see healed, the anxiety or the loneliness or the addiction we wish would leave us, the fear of the future, the regrets of the past, the inability to live in the present. Each of us carry our own list of longings, too. Advent is that season that reminds us that we don't have to hide those things. We don't have to bury them under false joy. We can hold them up to God in prayer. We can be honest with God about our need for redemption, about our longing for healing, about how desperately we want a fresh start. And we can do that, of course, because we know that God longs to give us those things. Our faith reminds us that Isaiah's cry, the psalmist's cry, our cry is in fact answered. God does tear open the heavens and come down, then, now, and always. As that hymn we'll sing at the end of this service puts it, lo, he comes with clouds descending. Our God does not stay far off, uncaring or unconcerned. Our God hears our prayers and comes with healing in his wings, comes for light for those who sit in darkness, comes with the promise of a love that will never let us go. That is the truth at the heart of our faith. For love's sake, because this world can be so dark, Christ who was and who is to come tears open the heavens and comes down. Then in the person of Jesus Christ, now through the gift of the Holy Spirit, and at the end of all things, when Christ will come again in glory to defeat every enemy and to wipe away every tear and to put all things to rights. Keep awake, Jesus tells his disciples in this morning's parable. Keep awake, stay alert, don't lose heart, keep an eye out for that master who will come. The promise of Advent is that Christ comes. The work of Advent is to pay attention, to watch for how God is moving in our lives, to be alert and ready to act, even when the waiting feels like it may never end. So I wonder, this Advent, what might that look like for you? How might I be more alert, more awake to the things that God is up to in our lives? Let me offer three suggestions that I hope may be of some use to you this season. First, I think that we would all do well to try to work on deepening our lives of prayer. Both Isaiah and the psalmist model for us that good prayer, true prayer, is honest prayer, especially when that means naming and offering over to God that stuff that's really going on for us. And this year, we all have a lot that's really going on for us. Try this season to work on deepening that relationship, that conversation with God that is prayer. Maybe it begins by tuning in to our weekday live stream of morning prayer each day at 8:15, or reading one of those beautiful daily Advent meditations written by your fellow parishioners. Those are both great places to start. But don't stay there. Let it become your time with God, your honest conversation with God. My goal this Advent is, in the midst of this crazy year, to create more time each day just to be in God's presence, that I might hear what I need to hear. I hope you'll join me. Secondly, I invite us this Advent to rediscover the power of the Eucharist in our lives. Bethlehem actually means house of bread, and the Eucharist, like the incarnation itself, which we are preparing to celebrate, reminds us that God uses ordinary things to feed our souls and to draw close to us. I know it's been painful not to be able to physically receive the sacrament since this pandemic began in March. Though I am so very glad that the church revived the ancient practice of spiritual communion for those unable to receive safely. I know that was new. I know it was a little weird, maybe still is a little weird, but I hope that it's helped feed you in these months when we've been separated from this table. We will, of course, continue it as long as we need to, but I'm also very happy to say that today, from 12 to 1, we'll begin distributing consecrated bread, bread blessed on this altar at this live stream, for those who feel safe enough to come to the church to receive it. Now's not the time to get into the details, but the point is that whether you receive in person this day or receive spiritually through the live stream, you are receiving. Christ is tearing open the heavens and coming close to you. This Advent, let's recommit to experiencing the power that is in this sacrament, the power to heal, to feed, to draw us close, and to give us strength for the days ahead. Finally, and perhaps most importantly, I invite us to find new ways to get moving and to be of service and to actively share the love of Christ this Advent. When the world is dark, we need one another to light the way. When we feel alone, we need one another to lean on and to hold on to. Last week's gospel reminded us that we are closest to Christ when we are closest to those who are least and lost and lost. The Christmas story reminds us that Christ came not in royal palaces or in the splendor of the temple in Jerusalem, but lying in a manger among animals and visited by lowly shepherds. Christ comes that way still, out on the margins, among those whose hearts are broken and crushed by the griefs of this world. Christ will tear open the heavens and meet us there, both when our own hearts are breaking and when we use the power and the privilege that we have to stand in solidarity with those whom the world would forget. This Advent, let's not forget that either. Let's respond. Let's get moving. Maybe it's finding time to volunteer with P2P or Community Supper or somewhere else. Maybe it's by purchasing a digital Dove or adopting a senior through Darien Human Services. Maybe it's picking up the phone and calling to check in on someone whom you haven't seen in a while, someone whom you love and miss in the midst of this pandemic. But whatever it is, let's use the gifts that God give us to bless this world in His name. Advent begins in the dark, but it doesn't stay there. Advent begins in the dark with our needs and our hopes and our longings for a better world, but we know the promise of this season, the reason for our deep and lasting and everlasting and eternal joy, which is that God doesn't leave us for love's sake. Because the world can be so dark, Christ comes then, now, and always. And so in the words of that hymn we just sang, rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice, believers, and let your lights appear. The evening is advancing, the darker night is near. The bridegroom is arising, and soon he will draw nigh. Up, watch with expectation. At midnight comes the cry. In the name of Christ, who was, and who is to come, the Almighty. Amen.